I'm Arielle.
And I'm Ricky, and together we make the Bravo Critics. This is the place where we discuss pop culture news and all things Bravo.
We'll also have interviews with some really cool people, including some of our favorite Bravo celebrities. So grab a drink and hang with us. Everyone's a critic.
What's up, Bravo Critics? Arielle and Ricky here with a really cool episode for you today. Today's guest is a natural-born psychic who has been featured in Forbes, The New York Post, and Cosmopolitan, best known for giving his no-bullshit spiritual advice. Welcome, psychic to the stars, Chris Medina. Chris, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh my God, thank you guys for having me. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? We are so excited that you're here. I have been following you for a few years, and I introduced you to Ricky. So I'm really, really happy that you took the time to join us today. I know you're very busy.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. Absolutely. I thank you for turning me on to Ricky. I will touch Ricky in a little bit, but I want to hear what you guys have to say and all that good stuff first. So let's just jump into it.
So, Chris, we want to tell you a little bit about us. So Ricky and I met by our love of Bravo. Okay, we just start, and then our love for Roni. We decided to create like a little IG web series that then evolved into the Bravo Critics and our podcast. It like we did like one or two web series, like full videos, I think, and then it just turned into this. And now we're now great best friends, and we talk to each other every day. And so now we're like really enjoying this journey. So we feel always the need to tell people like this was almost like a meant to be friendship, we feel like.
Congratulations on that. I saw some of the guests that you guys had on there too, and I was like, oh my God. So yeah, you guys are definitely killing it, doing what you guys are supposed to be doing. I have nothing negative to say when it comes to the podcast. We'll get to the readings later on, but congratulations on everything. I just wanted to know what the connection was to the both of you as far as like your friendship. He's all the way in Oklahoma and you're in Chicago, you said?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So we haven't even met yet in person, but we will very soon. He went to BravoCon and I didn't.
I saw those pics. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to go?
No, I wanted to go and then I didn't budget for it because then I went on a girls trip, and then they rolled out BravoCon. It was so expensive and I was like, damn it. So I didn't, we went to Florida twice this year. Had I known that BravoCon was coming, I probably would have maybe laid out my vacays a little differently this year. Mm-hmm. But by that point I was like, what can I do?
Yeah. Everyone's like, are you going to BravoCon? And I was like, as much as I love and have connections with everybody that's on the Real Housewives, that whole franchise, the Vanderpump crew, I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. No, I don't. I know nothing about these people and how they come across on the show. So when I read them and we get into sessions and all that stuff, it's completely separate from what they show on television. And also too, I come to find out, I'm not trying to, speak from ego and pride, but when I give these people readings, it gets too personal to the point to where we cannot air that or they don't want to discuss it because it doesn't coincide with the timeline on the show and all this other shit. So I'm like, great. I'm doing all these readings for you guys and we can't use any of this stuff. But yeah.
Man, I didn't even think about that. That is a dilemma.
So it's
like the facade that they're giving off too, maybe, like if they're like, hey, that's not part of my brand.
Girl, I'm not going to throw any shade or talk any shit, but it's completely different when you hear all the shit that you hear about them on the show and how they come across versus how they are in person. Yeah. And that attitude or that that bite that they don't have or that they have on the show doesn't come out in person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're a little softer. Maybe they're not always on guard too because they're... They don't have that persona to keep up, Yeah.
And I've heard, you hear all that shit about I'm not going to throw her under the bus, but she's I love this girl, Stassi. You hear all the shit, this is how she was on the show and blah, blah, blah. And, watch out for this. And then when you go and meet her, it's a totally different vibe.
I'm like, I love Stassi. Stassi is probably one of my number ones in the Bravo world. Like she had a really hard spot there, but I stuck with her and I'm glad I did.
I absolutely adore that woman and I get a lot of shit for that. But at the same time, like I said, I'm glad I don't watch the show. I know nothing about those personalities and how they come across because it doesn't jade my perception of them in real life. and who they are and what they represent. I've been to her home. You know, I've met her husband. I've met her beautiful daughter. I mean, just super, super down to earth and very, you know, just click.
I love it. That makes me happy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that's like a special connection you sometimes get that you may not, not everyone can like witness that because not everyone can have that sort of relationship. So that's really interesting.
Yeah. And then when, you know, you read these people and then you, you know, I'm going to throw just a little bit of shade, you know, that, you know, that Reddit website and all that shit, they start talking about stuff and throwing people under the bus. And, you know, I want to throw out there, they're like, you know, you're like on this side and you're like this. And I'm like, the difference between you and I is that I'm not a fan of these people. I'm friends with them. Completely fucking different.
Yeah.
You know? So, I, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, like I said, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Before we get too deep into some of the stuff, like, we want to give all of our listeners who may not know, like, a base layer understanding. Like, tell us what a psychic medium is.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down in two different sections. The psychic stuff, which I wish there was more of, and this is what I'm battling for as far as, like, when it comes to the industry and what it is that I want to do. We all know the medium side. That's like the ghost side. That's talking to spirits, entities. I do a lot of that in my sessions, but it's not something that I get a lot of shit for because people are like, you don't like to use the medium side. It's not that I don't like to use it. You guys don't know the process behind the scenes afterward and how hard it is to get rid of some of those ghosts or that energy that comes into the house. So that's what I get from the medium side, being able to kind of bridge those connections between people that have passed on and people that are still living and doing all that stuff. And then the psychic stuff, which I'm all about, is predictions. It's past, present, future. And I think that psychics get a bad rap sometimes because I'm going to throw a couple people under the bus. You guys don't know who these people are, but when it comes to psychics, they think we're genies, that we're going to give them a reading and we're going to, you know, change their lives for them. And that's not what I'm about. I very much work in the present time. What's blocking you right now from having such a beautiful future? Because you and I both know if a psychic comes in here, and Ricky, I'm going to throw this one your way. If a psychic comes in here and tells you, oh, in a year from now, you're going to have all this money in the bank. You're going to be so successful. You're going to have all this great stuff coming. But if you're not feeling it and your mentality is not there yet, how is that going to work? And would you even recognize what the fuck the universe is presenting to you and acknowledge it for what it is? Or are you going to let your insecurities and fears get in the way and fuck all that up? And the reason why I directed it towards you is because, again, we'll get to your session later on during the, you know, during this interview. But I feel like when it comes to how you put yourself out there versus what's really going on the inside, there needs to be that balance there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that you're somebody that talks shit, that wants to hear all these great stuff, but doesn't want to put the time and effort into it. I feel like you could be very cautious when it comes to your approach. Does that make sense? So if I come in here and I tell you, you know, you're going to meet the love of your life and this person's going to, you know, based on their sense of humor and all this stuff, it's not going to match what's going on with you right now. And then you're going to have the audacity to look at me and be like, what you said didn't come true. No, I've told your dumbass that you should get out there and do X, Y, and Z. I didn't say this was going to happen.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the psychic stuff, that's where I've done a lot of meetings as far as like when it comes to, you know, production and, you know, Netflix, Hulu, all the major stuff here. And they always want to kind of put me in the hole of a medium and do like, you know, let's do the ghost adventures, whatever. How many more fucking times can we see that? You know what I'm saying? It's just redundant. It's over and done with. And then when you talk about the psychic stuff, they're like, we just don't know how it could be a moving piece. If you guys sat there, I mean, you guys are fans of these people that I read, but if you sat there and you listened to our conversations at dinner, I was just with a couple of the girls from Vanderpump 2 weeks ago having dinner with them. This isn't like a formal psychic session where you're sitting there and I'm giving you a full-blown reading. This is over drinks, appetizers, and having a real conversation. If a camera was there, they would see how this all comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope that explains everything.
No, it really, I think it does. And I feel like giving it a platform and shining a little bit more light onto the psychic portion is really needed, because you are right when you do say that. A lot of the stuff we're seeing on television, you know, in the forefront is a lot of the medium stuff. And is it true that, is it all psychics are mediums but all mediums aren't psychics? Is that true?
Girl, let me tell you, I was, if you would have known me about 10 years ago, I've always been a psychic medium, but doing this as a profession has really jaded my speech when it comes to it and how I categorize things. I never used to use the word guides. People are like, who are they? Are those your spirit guides? Are those your angel messengers? I'm like, it's just the people that I've grown up with. I don't know what to put, how to put it into words. I don't want to lose my train of thought here, but the media and the way that people's perceptions of psychics, they add these layers and extensions on that don't really need to be there. And I feel like what it does, and again, this works for some people. It doesn't work for me. I'd rather have the realness than have a facade or have somebody speak all these really nice things to me just to kind of keep me afloat and not really do anything with it. And that's not how I work. I'm not going to come in here and tell you that your aura is pink or it's yellow. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? If you have a pink aura, but you're as dumb as fuck, what difference does it make what color it is? You know what I'm saying? Or you get those ones that tell you all the time, you know, Chris, I've been seeing my angel numbers 111-222-333. What does that mean? My thing, and I'm sorry for being blunt, but I have to put this out there. Why are your guides giving you such basic information? What is it that you're missing, that you're not paying attention to, that they have to make it that fucking easy for you?
Huh. Interesting.
And I always ask them, what's on your mind during that time when you see those numbers? What are you thinking of? Oh, I don't know. I'm just kind of lost in thought or whatever. How about paying attention?
Yeah.
Yeah. When people ask me again, how do I get in touch with my spirit guides? Do you even really want to listen to what they have to say?
I'm one of those assholes, I think. Because I feel like I have one of those things where I see something, and maybe you're right. Maybe I am being oblivious and not even paying attention to what I'm really. Maybe I am not even paying attention.
But your mind, like looking at your pictures and it's completely different reading your energy now as we're doing the interview versus the pictures that you sent in. But your fucking mind never shuts off. So the fact that you're able to see those signs, I'm not saying it's mind-boggling to me, but kudos to you, because again, you got a lot of shit going on upstairs to where you're three or four. Are you a Virgo?
No.
You remind me of a Virgo. You look like you're three or four steps ahead in your way of thinking that sometimes I feel like it's hard for you to be present. And what I mean by being present is kind of like not sitting in your own shit or kind of like, you know, well, what's going on with me now? But I feel like with you that if you're not mentally productive, that can kind of change your whole mood.
That's so true.
For somebody like you, you got to stay busy. And with somebody like Ricky, I'm just going to be very light here, and then we'll get into the sessions later. This is something to where I'm glad the two of you guys work together, because you guys can balance each other out as far as like being the best of both worlds. But I also feel like Ricky's approach to things is not as, I'm not saying, when I say not upfront, not that he's hiding shit, but he's not as out there as you are when it comes to his personality. Does that make sense? I feel like he kind of reminds me a little bit of a Taurus. I don't know what sign you are, but what I mean by Taurus is kind of like, when I say arm's length, you're not pushing people away. You're just very selective on who you share that with. And I feel like when it comes to your way of thinking, sometimes that to be present or to kind of participate, sometimes it can cause you to be impatient or kind of cause you to be resentful towards what it is that you do sometimes. Does that make sense? Like you can overthink, like, I wish I would have went harder, or I wish that I would have said that. You can be a little bit hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. So, and you know what I have to also say? I talk very fast, and you talk fast too. I love it. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever met anybody that talks as fast as me. And Ricky, are you like all of us fast talkers around you?
I know. You know what people don't understand is that's how I get the information. When I start reading people, I'm on a roll. I just go. And it's gotten to the point over the last, since I've been doing this as a profession, like where it's been out in the public, it's almost like, and I'm not trying to sound weird, but it's almost like me being a third party when I do it. Like I don't even realize what I say when I'm saying it. Okay. And then I have to kind of catch myself. And you'll always hear me during interviews say, does that make sense? Or did you understand that? Because I don't know whether or not what I'm saying is making sense, because I'm not paying attention. I'm relaying everything that they're showing me in my head and putting it into words and putting it outward. That's why there's a need to talk fast. And one of my good friends who's a Virgo, who's also a lawyer, is like, I'm so glad that you talk fast. I just want to get to the point. Let's just go and get to it.
I love it. No, mm-hmm. I love it. So how do you connect then? The info just comes to you then? It's just like, boom, it's there?
Yeah. I've been doing this my whole life. Like, I don't know like how you get the comparisons to Tyler Henry and stuff like that. And you have the, you know, tragedy happens and that, you know, forces your mind into, you know, shifts your mind in that way. I was born this way. Like, I don't know any other way. Like, yes, I have two parents. I have a father and a mother, but they weren't very present in my life at the very beginning. So my guides are the ones that taught me everything as far as like, you need to realize this is why your mother is the way that she is. This is why things work this way here. So it's just something that I just don't know any other way. If people always tell me, you know, what would happen if it just shut off? What if I cut your arm off? How would you feel about that? Like I wouldn't know. Yeah.
It's a part of you.
When did you realize that you had this gift? Like at what age did you finally, like it finally kind of clicked for you?
When I was little, I suffered from asthma as a kid. I was born with it and almost died in the hospital. And I could hear my guides or them talking to me and trying to tell me, because I was worried I was going to die. I was like, if I go to sleep, I'm not going to wake up because I can't breathe. And I was back then, I'm so old that they used to put you in a plastic bubble, like literally a plastic bubble with oxygen in there so you could breathe. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling my grandpa, my great grandpa at that time, I'm tired. You don't have to worry. If I want to die. And my guides were like, no, you're not going to die. You need to get some rest and get some sleep. We have better things for you. This was like at the age of like 5 years old. And then as I got better and I started outgrowing the asthma, my ability started sharpening a little bit more. You have to understand something. They treated me with kid's glove because they didn't want to introduce me to things that were too wild at the time. So everything. Yeah, it was the medium stuff that really came in at the very beginning. One of my sister's friends at that time, my sister's 2 years younger than I am, she had a friend that would carry a Ouija board around all the time. Like she made it, like her mom would throw it away and she would make stuff out of cardboard. And I was like, that's interesting. It would work that way. And she's like, yeah, we started playing with it and I was just hooked on it. Being able to make those connections, but also knowing that these fucking things are lying to you.
Yeah. See, that's what, so like, I played with Ouija boards when I was younger and that was probably stupid. I definitely don't do that now. And I tell, you know, my kid, you're not allowed to play on the Ouija board. And that is like, I don't want it in my house. I don't want it. And Ricky, you're a little different, right?
I mean, I grew up that way too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, again, just to kind of throw it out there, we'll get to the sessions in a second, but when it comes to the Ouija board, I mean, do I believe in it? Do I believe that it could be evil? Do I believe it could be, you know, as a tool for something? Absolutely. I've seen people work with them that know how to master that, kind of like witchcraft. Everybody thinks that they have the ability to do it. You know, we have a new moon and a full moon every fucking month, and everybody loses their mind when it comes to it. They want to do all these rituals or whatever, but not understand that the moon cycles and the sign that it's in doesn't always work for what it is that you're doing. They just mimic shit that they see off of TV or they see off of social media and stuff like that. So yeah. when it comes to that, I'm really about utilizing it for what it is. And my guides will tell me again when I used to do spells, they would say you can't mess with other people. You can't make somebody fall in love with you. What you can do is if you feel like somebody is putting negative energy, like I get people that come for readings all the time that say, I feel like there's a curse put on me or there's, you know, bad energy being directed at me. Use the mirror effect. Reflect that energy right back to them. And people are like, well, I don't want anything bad to happen to me. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. You didn't ask for that energy. You didn't ask for that person to do anything. You're simply returning it back to sender and doing it that way.
How do you do that though? How do you use, what's the mirror effect? How do you return it back?
It takes an incredible amount of mental energy. I mean, this is something to where people, when you talk about evolution, growth, transformation, and change, how many people really have the time to sit with themselves and really think? You, Ariel, you and I don't know about you, but I'll speak on you. I don't know whether or not you could meditate in a quiet room without getting distracted. And what I mean by that is the tiniest little noise or a thought process can come in. Maybe you were thinking about something about work that you couldn't figure out. And right when you start meditating, all this shit starts coming in. We lose focus on that. So yeah. With me, I think when people start mimicking how other people get down when it comes to the metaphysical side of things or spirituality, they kind of mimic what they see instead of taking the time to figure out how they work, how they get down, how they meditate, how they can do their rituals and what works best for them. Everybody's kind of playing follow the leader. It's easier to follow in somebody else's footsteps than carve out your own fucking footsteps. So with people like you and I would tell us, if you're going to meditate, do it while you're listening to music. Do it while you're cooking or while you're cleaning or while you're driving. Anything that relaxes you, I would utilize that as that time to meditate, because it doesn't work the same way for us as it does for other people. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I love that. Now that is a tool right there. I feel like I'm definitely going to try that, because that makes sense. As soon as my brain gets quiet, it's like something does pop in. And I'm like, I suck at this. People say you have to practice. It is like you have to practice. It's a muscle. You have to work. And who has the time to do all that? You're right. Sometimes like people don't invest in themselves or doing it, you know, actually doing what they need to do.
Yeah. So when you talk about how do you do the mirror reflect, the mirror effect backwards to them, you got to imagine, again, this is just how I do it. So this simply the way that I go about doing it. You imagine that mirror in your head, just a regular mirror, and you put that person's face in the mirror and you just redirect that energy back to them. Like people tell me, you know, oh, those girls are witches. Be careful with that. Put a mirror on your fucking desk then. Mirror that energy back, but you have to believe in what it is that you're doing. And half of the time, I'm sorry, I'm going to throw more shade. Half of these people that claim that they're witches, watch The Craft one too many fucking times and think that they can, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, let's be realistic here. And even if you had the ability to do it, you would never be the same again.
Yeah. Yeah. Because how does it take a toll on your body? Like physically, does it, do you feel tired after you're talking with us today and we get our reading later, are you going to be like, I am like exhausted or
done? Yeah. Done. It's a lot, especially now that I've moved and I have the comfort of doing the sessions at my own leisure. I was renting a room from somebody else before where I had to share the common space with people. Now I have my own space. So now when I do readings, I'm really focused on what it is that I'm doing. And like Tyler Henner, I used to make fun of him all the time because he would sweat on camera. Now when I do my readings, I'm sweating like a dog. Like, it really starts to come out. So yeah, it takes a toll on you. Especially, you go to these parties, you go to these industry events, and yes, I'm a psychic medium, and yes, I'm here to wow you, but that's a topic of conversation. So when I go to these parties, I'm doing all these readings.
Do you ever, are you like, I don't want to read. I just want to like hang today, like turn it off.
I'm not going to lie, if I'm feeling some type of way or kind of, you know, if I look at the person in their, they just want to hear what they want to hear, I will be straight up with them and tell them, I have nothing for you. Anything that I'm going to say, you're gonna dismiss it because again, you don't want to put the time or effort into what it is that you're doing. I read somebody the other day that was like, again, just tell me what I should be doing. No.
Make it easy for me.
Yeah. That's exactly why you're on the phone with me, wasting $150 because you don't want the fucking you don't want to put the time and effort into what it is that you're doing. And then you have the audacity to be like, just give it to me. Again, if we gave it to you, would you even know what to do with it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
true.
How do you feel like you recharge yourself though after you have exerted all of this energy?
I need at least 2 hours of downtime, and that is watching. You guys are going to laugh, but this is like watching unsolved mysteries, autopsies, things like that, to where I just it gets me back into the zone. That's how I decompress, and a big bag of weed. So.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. So you don't feel like drawn to those cases or anything then?
Oh yeah, all the time. They'll speak to me directly. Like this guy that was missing in Brazil, he ended up I was watching something and like a couple days later, he like nothing. Excuse me. And I'm like, yeah, hello? And he's like, I don't mean to bother you, but I've been missing for the last 2 years and I was wondering whether or not you can tell my family that I passed on. Just to provide them that comfort.
Aww.
And I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I can't get involved in it. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Wow. Are you like, everybody has their own journey? Because you see on TV, like some of these people do just go up to folks and say stuff. And do you think that that's for TV? Like I'm not saying that they don't see it. Do you think that that's maybe they're like, okay, I don't really want to do this. Cause you're not the only, you're not the only person I've heard say like, no, you don't want to do that. Yeah.
It's absolutely made for TV. That's if you sat there, especially you, is it Ariel?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it, Ariel? Mm-hmm. If you with that mind of yours, with the way that you think, if you sat here and listened to these pitch meetings that I was in and how they kind of want to direct that, and that when they tell you, oh, well, we don't understand how the psychic piece, it's not fast paced, it's not moving enough, at least with the medium side, you know, you can bring ghosts, you can do all this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But how often do you see a fucking ghost on television?
Right.
Or it's some low fucking whisper that comes in. It's like, hi, that's the best you got.
That's true. And you know what? It's maybe because they can give you the entire story wrapped up in one episode. You know, they could give you the entire narrative.
Mm-hmm. And how many times can you, again, somebody's in their 30s or 40s and you tell somebody, you know, there's 10 people in front of you. I'm picking up a grandmother type energy. Everybody raises their hands. That's me. That's me. That's me. Tell me something I don't know. You know, yeah. Like, yeah, that's just me. I'm not coming from the aggro side, but I'm just sick of it. When I told my guides, if I'm going to do this for a living, if this is the direction that you want me to go in, I'm changing the way that this has been done before. And it's been a fucking battle because people are resistant to change and they only stick to what they know. But again, uh-huh. One last time, if you guys sat there and listened to the conversations that I'm having with these people that you watch on TV, it's not for the camera. It's really deep and it's really, you know, it's transformative. It's evolving. And these are people that cry. You know what I'm saying? We're having dinner and you know, they're looking to hear, you know, you're going to have all this great stuff work out for you. And yeah, I'll predict great things happening for you, but let's deal with this first. Let's get mm-hmm. this out of the way. So
you can thrive.
Yeah.
Later sure. down the road. Yes.
Exactly. Like, because what if you get involved in a relationship? I'll throw Virgos under the bus one more time. A Virgo can't, it's been my experience, they can't shut their minds off. You know, they overthink everything. If your goal is to get into a relationship, but you have all this strife with your work isn't good. You don't feel like you're connecting with people. What the fuck is a relationship going to do for you? You're going to get involved in that relationship and bring that unnecessary baggage into the relationship and then have the goddamn nerve to say afterward, they just didn't understand me. You don't even understand yourself.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
How did you find yourself like in the position to be working with celebrities? And what was that like when you, who was the very first like celebrity that you worked with?
Geez, there's been so many of them. I got into it that day that my guides came in and said, this is the evolution part. Everything that you know, everything that's associated with the name that you had before, that life is going to leave you. It's done and it's over with. This is what you're going to go into. So my best friend, Jay, who does the podcast with me, he was living with me in Oregon at the time. And I was like, they told me this is it. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, that we're going to have to change direction. You can either choose to go along this journey with me, and I would understand if you didn't want to. I said, but what we need to do is they want me to do the psychic stuff. So I want you to reach out to every podcast, every radio station, every television station, every celebrity from A to Z list and start pumping shit out. And the first thing we ended up doing Comic-Con. He got Comic-Con in Oregon, in Portland. And I read the cast of The Walking Dead. I read Lou Ferrigno, the original Incredible Hulk. He sent his security to come get me. I thought I was in trouble. They were like, Mr. Ferrigno wants to see you. And I'm like, no, me. I'm kind of bitchy. I'm like, for what? And they were like, he just wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay. So I went over there, read him three times, the sweetest guy in the fucking world.
I hear that a lot about him, that he's really nice. And that's iconic.
he called me three times over there. Wow. And was just the sweetest man ever. And I was just like, I was just in awe with it. And we just never looked back after that. You know, then came you Bravo people are what really did me in, as far as like, you know, taking me to that next level, as far as like putting me out there and reading these housewives, like, you know, I've read all of them pretty much, from the different franchises to, you know, and you guys are diehard fans. So you guys come along with them and you guys just, I have to thank you guys. I have to thank the Bravo people for real.
I think I found you from Stassi. That's what Ricky and I were saying. I'm like, well, I've been listening to Chris on podcast for years, but I think Stassi might have been the first time I ever heard you. And I just recently went back and listened to that episode again. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to hear what you predicted and how you spoke with her then, because that was before she was still on, you know, Vanderpump at that time. That was before she got engaged and had Hartford and stuff. And so to kind of listen to it, knowing what we know now, so big picture, full mm-hmm. circle, like it was mm-hmm. really, really cool.
She, people are going to think, you know, he's a Stassi fan. That's a friend of mine. I care about that woman. I care about her family, but this is somebody, I'm going to be straight up with you. She, a little bit of her persona on television, as far as like the way that she is, does play out in the sessions, because when she comes to me, this is somebody that sticks to what they're supposed to do. She doesn't tell me anything. She doesn't say, I want to know about this. I want to know about that. It's just tell me what I need to know, or what you get off me right off the bat. And it just flows that way. And I have nothing but respect for her. Everything that she's gone through, look at how she's changed. She's got, you know, she's married. She's got a child now. And yeah. It's all real. I was over there. I saw the relationship. I saw the way that she raises her daughter. And this is all, I mean, it's evolution, it's growth.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even when you just listen, I hadn't listened to one of her episodes since for years, actually, now, one of her straight up Estasis, and I'm part of her Patreon. I listen to her Good, the Bad, the Baby with Bo. So I hear her frequently. I listen to her while I cook. That's what I do. Yeah. And I usually listen to her while I'm cooking or sometimes when I'm driving. And when I went back and listened to her episode with you, the tone in her voice, the way everything about her was different. It was like a completely different person. So it was really, like I said, it was like night and day. It was cool. So
I have nothing but respect for her. Nothing but respect.
Because I will say, you did Katie Maloney's podcast too, right?
That's my she's like my little sister. I absolutely adore the shit out of Katie. Her eye game and the way that she's just that's somebody that I can just meet up for lunch and just chill the fuck out with. I love that girl. Yeah.
He got to meet her.
I got to meet her at BravoCon. She was definitely the sweetest person I think I've ever met.
Oh my God. She's so sweet and she's so funny. She's got a great sense of humor. I love hanging out with her.
She's a vibe for sure. I love her.
Is there a favorite celebrity of yours or Bravo celebrity that you have had the opportunity to read or connect with?
I wish this would have went into something a little bit more, but I fucking love Sonia Morgan. I don't know how you guys feel about her. I know that she gets a lot of shit, but let me tell you something. Me being a gay man, when I met her for dinner with, I think it was either her publicist or her assistant or something like that. I met her at her hotel. We went downstairs to have dinner and, you know, they make comments about, you know, people throw people under the bus, the work that they've had done and all this other shit. She had no makeup on and was absolutely gorgeous. And her fucking vibe is she's so down to earth, so funny. She just kind of kept it moving. And she's, again, I'm not gonna say anything about cosmetic surgery. To me, she doesn't need it. She's perfect the way that she was, but she was a total fucking vibe. Very down to earth. All the shit that I'd heard about her before was nothing like she was in person.
Yeah.
So I thought she was gorgeous. And another person that I think is absolutely gorgeous that I would go straight for is Lala.
I love Lala too. Lala's my girl.
Oh my God. She, again, I had dinner with her a couple weeks ago. The vibe that you have to understand something. Again, I'm not a fan of the show. I don't watch it, but I do see the pictures that she takes and all the magazine photos or whatever. It is nothing compared, just like Sonia Morgan, to the person that you see in person. Especially the way that they come across and their energy. Absolutely adore that woman too.
I listen to her podcast and she's so warm and kind. And she just celebrated her 4-year sobriety yesterday, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'm a big Lala fan too. So we love all the same gals then, because those are my girls.
I really. Stassi, Sonia, Lala, Katie. I'm sure there's other ones there, but those are the ones that.
I love Sonia.
Yeah.
So
fun. Okay, so I was going to ask you a little bit about the astrology stuff, because I do hear you referencing it, but I don't necessarily, with the stuff that I read about, you know, me, I don't always think kind of vibes with me. So is it because you're saying, I heard you say earlier, like, everything has to be aligned directly how it needs to be for what you want when you need it. So should we pay attention to a lot of the stereotypes that people have of?
No, absolutely not. No. And this is why I'm a huge fan of astrology. The very first person that helped me develop a little bit more as I got older was an astrologer with my ability. And I was like, that's so fascinating, the signs and all that stuff. And she goes, yeah, but you're not going to learn it the way that I do. It's too mathematical. It's too this, whatever. I want you to take a look at this chart. This is what the houses mean. And this is what the planets mean. This is the person I want to give it to you. I want you to use what I told you. I want you to tap in psychically and read that chart for me. So that's how I read charts. I know nothing about sextiles, how to calculate any of that stuff, trines and all that. I just go by, again, the placements of it and how that person comes across to me. And I think what astrologers do, the newer ones here, are too textbook. They stick to what it is that they know, and they leave the person out of the reading. Like, you can be technical, but you also have to feel the person out. Because again, a lot of times if you were like a double air sign, let's just say that you were a Libra with a Gemini moon, they would say, God, that woman could be all over the place. But when I look at you, Ariel, you could be a little bit all over the place, but you are a thinker. And I think that you get your intuition or the way that you use your stuff, you put it in a more practical and logical type of way. You're very much a thinker, but I feel like you're very intuitive. And that's why you can kind of get either anxious or kind of feel like you need to be constantly doing something. Because if you have too much time on your hands, that's where you can kind of like take yourself off mentally. Does that make sense?
Yeah. This is really, it's interesting to hear when you're saying things about Ricky or me, and I'm not trying to give you too much, but yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Ricky is harder to read in any way, shape, or form, but at least with you, I feel like in this season of your life, when it comes to where you're at here, it probably wasn't easy mentally for you to get to where you are right now, as far as like, you know, kind of letting some of the past go and, you know, honoring who you are in this time and space. And I feel like you're having fun with what you're doing right now. Do you absolutely want to do more? Of course. And I feel like you are going to do more. I feel like, again, with you, when it comes to your career and what it is that you want to do, I don't see anything negative with it. I would just want to make sure, I would definitely be the person to tell you, I don't care how many pots you have on the stove, let's see how many of them boil over first. I would tell you definitely put that stuff out there, but I feel like when it comes to your personality and where you're at soulfully and in your evolution, I feel like you're right where you need to be as far as like, again, is that fair to say when it comes to your way of thinking, a lot's happened here to get you to where you're at right now, to where you're a little bit more freer than you were before?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of, when I say childhood stuff, I'm not saying that you were abused or anything like that or anything hard and heavy like that, but I feel like this is something to where, it's not that you couldn't wait to grow up, but I feel like you feel a little bit more secure in your stance right now.
Yes.
Yeah. And also to have fun, be authentic with it, go do what you need to do. I'm not saying that you don't look authentic in your pictures or that you don't come across like you're having fun. I feel like with you, I would tell, if somebody was like, what do you get off of her? I'd say, and then maybe this sounds a little too hokey, but I would say she's kind of celebrating where she's at right now. She's like really feeling, you know, feeling like she's doing something that she feels is on target to where she wants to go. Is this the end all be all for you? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel it, but don't hold yourself back. And also don't be afraid to branch out, especially with this new way of thinking, because with you, you're very easy to get along with. You may kind of feel like you have to keep things going or be the filler to fill things in, but I feel like with you that you're enough.
So you saw something different when you looked at the pictures of me?
Yeah, I feel like you definitely put it on, turn it on when you're doing interviews like this. Like you really throw yourself into there. But when I look at the pictures, whatever, this is somebody that when I say that it was tough for them to get here mentally, again, I'm not saying a bunch of physical or emotional abuse here, but to kind of come into who you are and honor who you are in this time and space, it took a lot for that. Because I feel like you have a lot of insecurities and fears. I don't want to throw your business out there, but especially the way that you're putting yourself out there. I don't feel like you'd be as free as you were maybe 5-6 years ago, the way that you are now.
Never.
Yeah, so, never. Yeah. And also too, when it comes to your money situation, how is that looking for you? The reason why I ask is because next year is going to be, and every psychic will say this, but I have to really do it because this year has been tough for everybody. I feel like a good majority of people right now, especially, we all kind of have similar mindsets of people that I connect with. So I feel like for the remainder of this year, you're really going to be, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's and kind of like, you know, looking at the podcast, looking at where you're at right now and, you know, gearing yourself up for bigger and better changes next year, as far as like introducing more air. So it's going to force you out of your comfort zone, and don't be surprised if different opportunities or guest stars of your life find you through this podcast and offer you something else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? I'll bullshit if you need to. Don't let me say
that. No, that's it. That's exciting. I was curious where you were going to go. Cause I'm like, well, this can go anyway. Mm-hmm. But no, that sounds all good. I'm open to
when it comes, to the personal side of things, again, just when it comes to your everyday life, when you have a baby, you said,
She's older now, but I have a daughter. Yeah.
You have a child, and are you married?
I am. Yes.
Okay. So again, when it comes to the personal side of things, I feel like you. I feel like where your mindset is, you have a very, I'm not calling you a lesbian or saying that you look like a man in any way, but you have a very masculine approach to things as far as like kind of like just throwing yourself in there. So I feel like with you, you're very much concerned with the material side of things. So this would be like your finances, what you're going to do for work and how you can branch out that way. And then you'll get back, because with you, you're backwards. You need to have that security, comfort, and peace of mind of that, of like what you're doing on the outward stuff to kind of change you on the inside when it comes to the personal side of things, to allow you to lose up a little bit more, to be a little bit more present. Because with you, again, I can hear you thinking that when I saw your pictures, all I can hear you was you talking to yourself inside your own head. And with Ricky, he's talking to himself in his own head, but he's playing out those scenarios in his head. It's almost like he daydreams, but he's not like, duh, you know, and looking off like an idiot. This is somebody that really thinks about stuff. And I would tell him, if I was to go inside his head, I would say, all that shit you're thinking about inside your head, when are we going to bring it up to the surface?
Yeah.
And I feel like with him, again, he kind of reminds me a little bit of me as far as like, he's only going to give you so much, but there's a whole lot more to him behind the scenes. And I feel like with you, when it comes to where you're at in your life, and I hate saying that, but the season of your life, this would be something to where I feel like in order for Ricky to get moving, sometimes he has to have that fire lit under his ass. He has to either get irritated or upset in order to fucking move. And I feel like with him that when it comes to, are you dating anybody?
Yeah, I'm married.
You're married. I'm not going to put any doom and gloom on that or say anything negative about that, but are you getting back? Are you allowing yourself to get back what you're putting into the relationship? Because you, when I talk about control freak, I'm not saying you're telling him what to do, but you've got a lot of self-control to where I feel like you would go above and beyond for somebody else and not, and maybe you wouldn't look at it right now. And I'm not trying to manipulate you with you and your husband, but, or your, is it husband or wife?
Husband, yeah.
Yeah. With your husband. I'm not trying to say anything negative about it, but I feel like with you, again, the worst thing that you can do is feel like you're doing all this stuff here, but not getting the same thing back in return and keeping your mouth shut about it. Because again, a resentful you is an unproductive you. You will sit in your own shit for a little bit and then get mad at us if we try to push you, or you won't answer your phone or return text messages back to us. So again, I feel like with you, the one thing that I would say, and again, when I looked at, I saw the pictures of BravoCon when you were with a couple of the other girls and all that stuff. You already got a seat at the table. What it is that you're doing, you're already there. I feel like with you, that the hardest thing for you sometimes is to let go and to kind of, when I say trust in the process, I'm not using that as a love and light term here. But again, the last thing I would ever call you, Ricky, is dumb. And I think that a lot of people that I read have the same fucking issue where I told, we'll throw Lala in there really fast. She did a podcast recently where she was talking about how I told her to start burning bridges and start, you know, burning some of these bridges that they have. And I had told her, you're not dumb. You are somebody that if somebody crosses you, you already know who they are. What's the purpose of keeping these fuckers in your life? Just storing their memory or their energy in a Tupperware and put it in the back of your mind. You're never going to go to that Tupperware again. You're never going to trust or talk to that person again. Let them go. But Virgo doesn't. Virgo, for some reason, always thinks, well, we never know if we're going to need, how could you ever trust them again? And with you, again, you are somebody that I would say, I don't want to hear what if this, the coulda, shoulda, would have, or the what if. I want you to put one fucking foot in front of the other and march forward. You can clean up as you go along. That's what I would tell you. But start putting yourself out there, because I feel like the way that you envision yourself, and I'm not saying this podcast isn't doing anything for you or that you hate what you're doing here, but I feel like you envision yourself up a level up higher, but don't understand how you're going to get there. And I feel like, again, you're not looking at your resources or looking at what you have as a whole here to take you to that next level. You very much internalize inside of your head. So that's, yeah, I hope that works. I don't, you know.
that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have, again, with I don't want to make it seem like, you know, Ricky's got all this horrible energy and he's never going to do anything with it. And Ariel's a lot more lighter and she's gonna, you know, a lot more flexible, because you guys have two different anxiety levels as far as like how you guys get down. Ariel's more kind of somebody, again, what sign are you, first of all?
I'm a Gemini.
Jesus, I would have thought Virgo for sure.
Really?
I'm the Virgo.
So you're Virgo? Virgo is September, though, and actually I was supposed to be born in September. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I love Gemini. You guys get such a bad... You're a Gemini, right?
Yeah, I am. Oh, actually, I wasn't supposed to be born in September. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah. No, yes, I'm a Gemini, yes.
I love Gemini. You guys get such a bad rap calling. They say that you guys are two-faced. Yeah. I don't think so whatsoever. The reason why I say that is because Gemini is so down to earth. This has been my experience, and I have two really good friends that are Geminis, that are both female, that you guys are very down to earth and very subtle in your approach. You guys are very practical and logical. So you guys don't get as out. You're a little bit different there. I'll have to see what your moon is in, but you guys usually don't. You guys usually don't do anything to bring negative attention to yourself. And people don't follow your cues sometimes. Like when you're having a bad day or you just want that person to shut the fuck up, your guys' face says it, but the person doesn't pick up the cue and they'll start bitching or they'll start talking about stuff. And then you finally have to step and be like, just shut the fuck up. And then they want to turn around and say, oh, there's that duality. There's that Gemini side of, no, you dumb fuck. You just didn't listen to what she was saying to you. She had to come across this way.
That's why I asked you what you thought about the signs, because, and if they were, you know, on brand, because people always say that. And I'm like, I'm not two-faced.
No, I'm saying
the Gemini thing. When I heard about that, I'm like, that's the opposite of me.
No, I love Gemini. The reason why I love you guys is because you guys are duality. You guys put on a certain face when you guys are in public, but when we have the opportunity to sit with you one-on-one, having drinks or being at an event together, you guys are funny as fuck. You guys always have that wrench in your back pocket of wit. So does a Virgo. But the difference between a Virgo and a Gemini is Gemini is not concerned about, maybe a little bit, about how people perceive them. Virgo is a service sign. Virgo always wants to go above and beyond. And when it comes to relationships, and I'm not trying to be sexist, when it comes to females and trying to, you know, throw women under the bus, I feel like, this is my own personal opinion, that Virgo energy can be a little bit too masculine for that feminine side. And cause them to overthink already with their natural built intuition in the way that they think, that Virgo energy can cause anxiety if it's not well grounded Virgo. So with somebody like Ricky, I feel like he would suffer from anxiety and suffer from like a lot of mental stuff going on, but he would never, it's not that he wouldn't reach out for help. I feel like he would do research on his own and try to fix it in his own way, but he needs somebody to come in here, not to tell him what to do, but to provide that grounding energy. And sometimes he needs to be woken the fuck up in a very direct way.
What could I do? So you're saying, I know you're like, Ariel, you're focused on the outside and not, you know, and then you're, once everything's out there is okay, then you'll feel better on the inside. Is there something that I can do to make me not be so?
Be more present. And what I mean by more present is making time for yourself. I feel like when you make time for yourself, you'll distract yourself with activities rather than taking the time to go within. And when I say go within, this is where people lose their fucking mind. They think, oh, so you want me to sit in a room and be quiet? No, I want you to process yourself throughout the day. If you can't do it throughout the day, at least do it at night where you're clearing your mind. What did I miss? What are you trying to tell me? What was this reading with Chris? What did he mean by all this stuff? And taking the time to go within and think about that. You don't have a lot of work to do. I'm not saying that you're picture perfect here, but I feel like with you that again, you found a little bit of that balance here. I feel like you're very material right now as far as like what you're going to do for career and all that other stuff there. And then once that comes into play, it'll allow you the opportunity to kind of get more closer to yourself. Does that make sense? Okay. So for you, it would be just being more present and be more mindful of what it is that you're doing rather than kind of doing that Virgo thing of what is expected of you. I have a child. I have a husband. I have to be doing this. No. Who is Ariel? What is Ariel's identity? Who is she today? What is it that she's looking for? And I did that podcast with Sheena, and there was that girl, Jamie Lynn, on there. Did you guys hear that one?
No.
She was on there, and she was asking, what do you get off of me? And I told her at that time, I'm not trying to throw her under the bus, it's all out there, but I had said, I get an ID card with you. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I just kind of question your identity. Like, who are you right now? And the other day I got the same ID, but I told them, I said, this is not like an ID. Like I question your identity. I feel like your ID is expired. Go get that shit renewed. Who are you fucking today? I feel like the both of you guys together. I mean, I love when people ask me, you know, when a Virgo says, who should I get with? I always say you would make a really good couple with either a Capricorn or a Gemini, because you guys both like to talk, and Gemini's energy is just a little bit lower than Virgo. I'm not saying that Gemini doesn't worry about the same thing Virgo does, but Gemini has the tendency or the energy to be like, to be more realistic about shit and kind of be like a little bit more. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a Taurus, but with more smarts to them. That's how I look at Gemini, because Gemini could be very set in their ways, even though they're air. They're just, their cues and the way they come across is just very subtle sometimes, or down to earth. You guys don't mean to cause, you don't mean to hurt people's feelings or say negative things. It is what it is. And I'd rather hear that than somebody come and say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like if you were going to go to therapy, either one of you, Ariel and Ricky together, if you guys were going to see a therapist or go get mental health, I would have to say, make sure that this person is incredibly direct and grounding. Because if Ricky gets his ass in there and he goes to a therapy session and he sees somebody that's a little bit more demure or meek, he's going to read that person to fucking filth and just look at them, and it's not going to do anything for him. Same thing with you, Ariel. If they say the wrong things, or again, I know I trip over my words sometimes. I'm not, you know, I don't claim to be a fucking genius. But if somebody said something in a way to where it was like, you mean to say it this way, you would lose respect for them in that way too, or be like, well, I don't know how much, you know, I really believe with this fucker here. So with you guys need somebody that's going to come in. I'm not saying I'm the end all be all, but start shit off like this.
Thank you.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about this? I hope this is what you were looking for.
Oh my God, this was like everything and more, right? This is so. I have one more question that something you said to him. You said you came back here to do blah, 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 meaning like to being the way he is now. So did he?
He probably was the smartest. Again, there's no way to validate this. And psychics are notorious for dipping into the past life. If another person tells me again, oh, I went to go see a psychic and they told me that the reason why I am the way that I am is because I saw my lover being killed or whatever, and I was this warrior princess. Well, how come you're such a dumb fuck in this lifetime? There's no way you can go back and fix that. So let's focus on what's going on now. And with him, he's doing the same thing that he did in past lives, which is overextending himself. He probably came from a family to where they relied on him a lot. He probably was the one that got shit done, and they piled a bunch of responsibility on his shoulders because they knew that he was capable of doing it. And he's coming back and kind of doing that same thing here and leaving out his feelings and what he wants. And with him, I feel like, again, if just the only, I do this to my male clients all the time, as far as like, comparing relationships. If you and I were in a relationship together, that would be my beef with you, is that we would fight because you'd be like, you're not telling me anything that I don't already know. Well, if I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, what are we doing with it? I don't want to talk about this over and over again. I don't want to spend 3 hours talking about the same fucking thing because it's going to require you to put one foot in front of the other and get it done and realize that you are a person. Why are you hiding from it? And I would walk into that mirror. I'm not saying that you think that you're the grossest thing on fucking earth, but I would walk into that mirror and start pointing out all the things that make you you, so you can see that and not only see it, but feel it. Because you are somebody that I would say, I'm sorry for yelling or getting heated, but I feel like when it comes to my sessions that people sometimes they go and they'll research, you know, astrology, they'll go see a psychic for, you know, for readings, they'll go do numerology and all this stuff here. They fill their head up with all this knowledge. But what are you doing with it? How is it changing your life?
It's a good point.
You're spending $150, maybe $300 for an hour, $150 for a half hour. You come to me for an hour-long session. At the very end of it, are going to have the nerve to ask me, well, what can you do for me? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. I'm not in your house. So why you can have the nerve to turn around and tell me, well, you told me to do it. No. Yeah. And that's where psychics get, that's where they get in trouble. They always want to go above and beyond. And I've learned over the years, it's not, you have to be very careful in what you tell people, but what they do with it is not your responsibility. Go and deliver the message and get the fuck out of there. Let them deal with it.
You're 100% right. Because, you know, I was thinking, I told my husband, I was like, well, what if I ask about, you know, our kid or something? And he goes, I don't think that's a good idea. Because if one thing is said to you that strikes in your head, you're going to obsess about it. Exactly. And I know you, and it's not going to be a good situation. And then I told that to Ricky, and he's like, I think that's
right. And what ends up happening is that person gets scared, right? I've said this over and over again. If I'm reading you two or three times for the same fucking problem, I'm not reading you again. Because then you just become dependent on me. Or if I was to tell you something, just as an example, we'll say son, since I know that you have a daughter. If I told you that your son had some sort of learning disability or a defect in it, and he's only 4 months old,
I would spiral.
Exactly. No way. Because that's how they get people to keep paying them. And I love money. Don't get me wrong. My fat ass loves to eat. I love to spend money on food and all that stuff. But I'm not. But I've learned over the years. You have to understand something. And I'll stop all this shit. I came into this using my ability for personal gain as a defense mechanism. I lied, cheated, manipulated people. Sexually, as far as like in relationships, you know, I would always be the one to start the fight there because it's easier to start the fight and hate you rather than to be real and say goodbye or say this isn't working. And now look what I'm doing. I'm sticking up for those that are being fucked with. And it's not my karma in a way to where God's punishing me. It's just I had to open up my eyes so when people come with these tricks or these games, I'm able to see all that shit.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to stay away from, is realize, again, if a psychic's really real, don't give them any information. I didn't, all I asked was for a picture for you guys when we set this up. I didn't ask you for your birth stuff. I didn't ask you for what is it that you want to know. None of that shit.
Yeah.
You're paying $150 that you worked your fucking ass off for. Wow me.
And I have to tell you, the fact that you are, and I'm thank you that you did this podcast with us. I mean, I know that you're a very, very busy man and you've got a huge clientele, and
I appreciate that. And I was hoping you were going to say something like that, because I would have loved for somebody to give me, I'm not saying that you guys are low level in any type of way, but I definitely believe in returning the fucking favor, because had not, I'll throw Annabelle DeSisto. I don't know if you guys know who that is. Annabelle DeSisto had this podcast called Adderall and Compliments. Did her podcast, was literally not even out there publicly for a very long time. Led to Stassi, led to all this other shit here. I'm always willing to kind of return the favor and you know, help somebody out in that fucking way. So, you know, I appreciate you guys even asking me to do this.
Yeah, like, you know, we figure the worst you could say is no, right? You don't get what you don't ask for.
I have to look to see what you guys are talking about here. And again, with the Bravo people, I can always count on it being fast-paced, moving, and fun. You guys all, for the one thing that you guys all have in common, and I'm going to label you guys all together, is brilliant senses of humor. I don't know what else to say. You guys are so fucking quick. So quick. And I love that. So
I
hope you guys asked me to come back.
Yes. We hope that you will come back. Yeah. This was an amazing, amazing episode. And Chris, we love you so much. And can you tell everybody where they can find you if they want to book a session?
Yeah, for sure. I got to put this out there first. I am incredibly busy with sessions. That is like something that I'm completely, you know, I'm good. But sign up for a session at chrismedina.guide. It might take me a minute to get to you, but I will get to you. But that's where you can sign up for a half hour or an hour long session. I always tell people, start off with a half hour. I'm notoriously known for going over. So if you get a 30-minute session with me, it's going to be anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. I am not that psychic that's watching the clock. I want to make sure that you leave my session with less questions than you had coming in.
I love that. That's amazing.
And I know I don't have a lot of me on social media. My whole thing with that, just one last time, is what is what I have to look like, have to do with my fucking ability? I'm not an influencer. I'm a psychic. But you can take a look at me at Psychic Chris M. Watch for those frauds. I do not offer sessions via social media.
Yeah.
Like you guys asked me, do you guys do tell people stuff on the street? No. If you're going to sign up for a session with me, sign up on the website. But I will never go to somebody and say, I got this vibe off of you or whatever. Bob, no. It's not how I work.
Yep. Yeah. You heard it here, folks. So definitely reach out. And all of his contact information is listed on his page and on his website as well. And you guys know where to find Ricky and I, Ariel at Bravo and T, and Ricky at That Bravo Gay. And then our collective podcast account at Bravo Critics. And don't forget to show us some love by rating and commenting and subscribing and all that good stuff. And until next time, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.